Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 16th, and Flava Flav is 62 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. A homeless man is accused of exposing himself to a child at a Smyrna park. A life sentence has been handed out for the 2019 murder of a Cobb County woman. The Cobb Solicitor General was arrested on a DUI charge. D.A. Brody comments on jail deaths, the Ahmaud Arbery case, and staff shortage. And Cobb County is set to receive $147 million of stimulus. Plus, we'll talk to Cobb Travel and Tourism about how you can celebrate Craft Beverage Month.
Well, it is an exciting month-long celebration of Cobb County's local craft beverage makers, which includes the breweries, the meaderies, the distilleries, and the wineries, all within the Cobb community.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
A man has been arrested and charged with multiple offenses after police say he exposed himself to a child at Smyrna's Tolleson Park. According to an arrest warrant, Raymond Shane Denman exposed himself to a 9-year-old girl inside the women's restroom at the park on Saturday, March 6th. Mr. Denman, who is homeless, was arrested by Smyrna police before being transferred to the Cobb Jail, where he is being held without bond. This is not the first time Raymond has been accused of committing such acts in public. In June 2019, he was charged with exposing his backside outside of a Marietta dance studio, and in 2016, he was arrested for exposing himself in the bathroom of a Starbucks on Whitlock Avenue. He faces charges of misdemeanor public indecency and enticing a child for indecent purposes, a felony. A New Orleans man has been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to the 2019 murder of a Cobb woman. 27-year-old Miguel Lindsay Floyd admitted to strangling 36-year-old Erica Stewart during an argument on May 28, 2019 at her apartment on Favor Road in Marietta. Mr. Floyd attempted to conceal the crime by dragging Erica's body to her car outside the apartment, but while attempting to drive away, the car quickly ran out of gas and Mr. Floyd fled on foot. U.S. Marshals tracked him to New Orleans, and he was arrested there after pawning Ms. Stewart's cell phone and told another woman what happened to Stewart. Mr. Floyd entered a plea of malice murder and was sentenced to life in prison. He's eligible for parole in 30 years. Cobb Solicitor General Barry Morgan was arrested and charged with driving under the influence near Canton on Thursday night. He was spotted driving a red Chevy Corvette and was unable to maintain his lane. After being pulled over, Mr. Morgan confirmed he had been drinking at a bar in Pickens County and showed signs of impairment in sobriety tests. He was arrested and transported to the Cherokee County Adult Detention Center. A breath test at the jail showed Morgan's breath alcohol concentration was 0.097. He was charged with driving under the influence and weaving over the road. As Solicitor General, Barry Morgan is responsible for prosecuting all traffic, misdemeanor, and ordinance violations cases in Cobb County, including DUIs.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
The FBI is investigating deaths at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center, including the 2019 death of Kevel Wingo. Mr. Wingo passed away in September 2019 from a perforated ulcer after asking detention center staff for help. Last year, his family called on then-DA Joyette Holmes to investigate and sued a group of nurses and officers. Mr. Brody said he will be receiving an update on the case from the U.S. Attorney's Office on Thursday. The DA also said that the prosecution of the men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery will likely go to trial before the end of the year. In addition, DA Brody has asked the Cobb Board of Commissioners to hire another 6 employees this year and 18 through 2023. Doing so would help the office work its way through the backlog and tackle a recent spike in violent crime. Cobb County's government will receive over $147 million in direct federal aid from the American Rescue Plan Act, signed into law by President Biden last Thursday, and with more flexibility than under the CARES Act to choose how to spend that money. Cobb's 6 cities will also receive a total of $56.5 million in federal funds. The cash infusion comes courtesy of a significant change in the new stimulus package from the first pandemic relief bill, the CARES Act, which was passed March of 2020.
Mouth-watering, award-winning barbecue is right here in your backyard. Best of Cobb, Best of Atlanta, Grand Champion, and more. Come find out why Dave Poe's Barbecue has won so many awards. On Whitlock Avenue, just west of the Marietta Square. Hashtag MDJ Podcast for your chance at a $25 gift card.
March is Craft Beverage Month in Cobb County. Community reporter J.P. Edwards sat down with Holly Quinlan, President and CEO of Cobb Travel and Tourism, to find out how you can celebrate all month long.
Well, it is an exciting month-long celebration of Cobb County's local craft beverage makers, which includes the breweries, the meaderies, the distilleries, and the wineries, all within the Cobb community. And we're really excited about this year. It's our second year. There's nothing better than celebrating our local craftsmen.
Now, you say it's your second year, but last year in March, there was a COVID pandemic that everything locked down. So you didn't even get to finish it last year.
No, there was a small little interruption last year that occurred during March, right in the middle of our Bubbles and Brews month. But, you know, we had so much excitement already built, and just the anticipation and leading into this year has been really incredible. And our second, I guess, go round, but our first full month. So we're really excited about it.
And what do we get? What do we do with Bubbles and Brews?
So with Bubbles and Brews, you have the opportunity to visit all of the 17 locations within the Cobb community. You get your brew pass whenever you go to one of those locations, and then you carry that with you because it's kind of like a passport. You get it stamped at every location. And when you get your stamps, then you are able to come to our office, turn it in, and receive some fabulous swag from Bubbles and Brews.
So you can win prizes by going around to local craft beverage makers.
Yes, you can. I mean, does it get any better than that?
What are some of the places? Just a few of them. I know there's 17, but what's a few?
Let's see. There's Burnt Hickory Brewery, Glover Park Brewery, Ironmonger, Lazy Guy Distillery, which is in Kennesaw, Schoolhouse Brewing, Treehorn Cider, and then the most recently opened ASW Distillery here in the Battery close to Cumberland.
And where can we find all of the information about Cobb's Bubbles and Brews?
It is online at bubblesandbrews.com, and everything you need to know is right there.
Holly Quinlan is the president and CEO of Cobb Travel and Tourism. Holly, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
It is my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.